What's up?
What's up, guys?
I think my favorite quote from you of all time is, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade with vodka.
Yes.
That's right.
What vodka do you drink, Chelsea?
Whatever's around. You know, I used to be so picky about it, but now it's like, whatever. I don't drink Tito's because that's got, like, corn syrup in it. So Belvedere, Grey Goose, Ketel One, Smirnoff, whatever.
Now, Tito's, you said, Chelsea, that you'll drink anything that's around. Does that include NyQuil?
I've got some on my nightstand, sure.
See, I figured you to be a vodka snob, and I'm sorry that I had to stereotype you.
Well, you know what, guys? Cannabis has been legal. Is legal. What's the deal with cannabis there?
It was just legalized recreationally.
Oh, so, okay, well, you guys are going to be in the same boat. I have to say, like, with cannabis, well, first of all, with, you know, to full disclosure, I am developing my own cannabis line, so I had to do, like, my due diligence and do research. It's not out yet. And there's nothing to announce, but, like, I kind of switched to cannabis from alcohol, and then I was drinking and taking edibles, and I'm like, why am I doing both of these things? So I just stopped kind of drinking so much, and now mostly I just smoke and eat edibles, and I got to tell you, I feel a ton better. But, I mean, I'll never give up vodka. That's my first love.
But Chelsea, are you going to come up with really creative names for the different types of cannabis that you're going to have? Because everybody does.
I have a name for it, but I'm not ready to announce it. And, yeah, maybe we'll have fun with naming it. But the brand for me is really just about women and getting women back into the marketplace, because so many people have had a bad experience with edibles and are turned off, and it's just not like that way. It's not that way anymore with microdosing. So it's about ensuring women that they're going to be safe, you know, reintroducing themselves in microdose, like small amounts.
Chelsea, I'm looking at the brand new cover of your book, Life Will Be the Death of Me, and I'm so excited that you put your beautiful dogs on the cover.
Yeah, my dogs are always on the covers of my books. That's because they follow me wherever, even though these two dogs kind of hate me. Yeah, I made them come to the photo shoot. Yeah, the book comes out. You can pre-order it, but it comes out on April 9th. It's my first book in 5 years, and I decided to do a tour to go along with it. So that's why I'm coming to Detroit on the 17th, May 17th.
That should be a lot of fun. We would love to meet you. We absolutely love you and have watched all the shows that, you know, when you're jumping around.
Jumping around.
Well, plus, when you get to Detroit, Chelsea, we'll personally fit you for your own handgun.
So you'll be safe here. That'll come in handy.
Since we're a country radio station, going back a few years, I think one of the best interview pieces that I ever saw with you was when you were talking with Blake Shelton.
Love Blake.
And you, you know, one of our coworkers here watched it too, and she thought you were kind of sweet on Blake.
I do. I mean, I think everybody has a crush on Blake. Like, when Gwen and Blake got together, she's like, I'm dating Blake Shelton. And I was like, well, he's the first person you saw. Like, you were just working with him on that show. And I'm like, you literally looked over to your right, and you're like, I'll take that guy. And then I was like, but I kind of had a crush on him, too. I mean, everyone kind of has a crush on Blake. He is, and he drinks like a fish.
I want to ask you an honest question, and don't hold back. If Blake was single, would you date him?
Yeah.
You would. He's your type?
Not typically, I would say. But just, I'm saying that I'm not you based on who you've dated in the past, right?
Yeah, I obviously don't have a type if you look at my record. But no, yeah, I love Blake. I think I don't think I would date him after Gwen has dated him because she's a friend of mine. That would be weird. But those two are never breaking up, so it's an easy question to answer. And so the answer is yeah.
Well, Blake is kind of like 50 Cent.
Yeah, except white.
A lot taller.
Talking to Chelsea Handler this morning. What is your take on Miranda Lambert, Blake's ex?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know a lot about Miranda. I mean, I interviewed her a couple times on like my old show. So that was years ago. But she was never on my Netflix show, so I don't know much about her.
Well, she married a cop. You know, she married a New York cop.
Weirdly,
And they only knew each other for, actually, was it months or days?
Like 2 months.
2 months.
Two months.
Oh, really?
And he kept his job as a cop in New York, and it's just weird. They had to take him off of street duty at Times Square and put him on, you know, he's driving people. It's just weird that he even kept his job. It's just bizarre. I don't know.
Why did they have to take him off the street?
Because there were so many people.
He was getting too much attention.
Yeah, taking pictures and stuff of him.
Oh, my God, that is so stupid.
He's a cute young boy, it looks like. You know what I mean?
Well, it sounds like it's going to last for a really long time.
Does that mean that he actually read her Miranda rights?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh. That was really a low blow to Miranda and to the whole police force.
Chelsea, is there someone that you haven't interviewed that you always have wanted to interview?
No. I'm so sick of interviewing people. No, I mean, I did my show for so many years, and then I did my Netflix show, and I got to tell you, I'm just like, oh, I'm so sick of asking people questions. Well, celebrities. I like talking to real people, you know what I mean? I like to have real conversations. So I get burned out with everything I do. If I do something too much, I'm just like, oh, forget this. Let me do something new. So by the time I left Netflix, I was like, I'm ready to do something new. So this whole book is about me, like, resetting, going to therapy for the first time for real in my life, and, like, talking about all the things I thought I would never have to talk about. And halfway through, I was like, you know what? I should be writing this down, because this is what this is the kind of book I would want to write. So I did, and now it's a book, and now I'm coming to Detroit at the Fillmore, and I'm really excited. And you can get tickets. And if you get tickets to the show, you get a book.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited about that.
We want to see you when you come to the Motor City, and we're
April
really
27th.
Excited about it.
Yeah, April 27th, and I'll be there, and I'm very excited to come to Detroit. I'm so happy that the city is doing so well. I've been coming to Detroit for, like, 15 years doing stand-up. So.
Why don't you buy a couple blocks? We'll give you a good deal.
You know what? That's not a joke. I looked into that about 7 or 8 years ago. My friend is the Supreme Court Justice for the state of Michigan, Bridget McCormick.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My best friend's sister.
Name dropper.
So she was actually trying to get me to do that a couple of years ago, and I was looking into it, but I didn't it didn't work out for a bunch of reasons.
Well, we'll come and see you at the Fillmore, and if we can't find you, we'll just follow the smoke.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, follow the smoke, guys.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Okay, bye.